Audio recordings released by the U.S. Attorney's Office at the corruption trial of State Senator Dean Skelos aim to show that the Senate leader and his son colluded to use Skelos' official position to help his son get employment. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the recordings of phone conversations paint a revealing picture about how Albany really works behind the scenes.
Hello?
The recordings, done by a federal wiretap, show Skelos, 67, tried to get employment and potential contacts for his son, Adam, 33. In this conversation, Skelos tells his son that he's meeting with some billionaires, including some associated with a pro-charter school group and former CNN reporter-turned-advocate Campbell Brown.
Going into the city, meeting with some billionaires on school tax credit stuff, Campbell Brown.
Oh. Okay, the financial people?
Yeah, you know, the former reporter, a whole bunch of them. Then I'm having lunch with a bunch of them. Then I'm going to...
Dad, you gotta take these names down for me and just let me know.
I got them all. I got them.
All right.
Skelos and his son were also recorded discussing their disappointment last December when Governor Cuomo decided to ban hydrofracking in New York State. Federal prosecutors allege that Senator Skelos tried to pressure Governor Cuomo's health department. He wanted them to skew proposed regulations on hydrofracking to help a company that Adam worked for. Adam obtained that job with the environmental company Abtec because it was affiliated with a real estate company, Glenwood Management. Glenwood was lobbying Skelos on laws concerning taxes and other issues. In documents released by the U.S. Attorney's Office, emails showed that Senator Skelos in turn lobbied an official at Glenwood Management Company to hire his son. In the recorded phone call, the Skelos expressed their dismay over Cuomo's decision not to frack.
Just heard I tried to get you.
Ah! This day sucks!
It does. It does. Well, we're going to totally focus on that other thing now, okay?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. You know the problem was nobody is out there supporting it. That's the problem.
Who's going to be out there supporting fracking, Dad?
Yeah. No, I know that. And he talked to our people. We said go with it and all that. And he changed his mind today, I think.
How do we beat him in an election?
We will. I'm going to run against him.
Any possible campaign that Skelos might have been planning to run for governor has now been put on hold by the corruption trial. Son Adams at times appears to serve as his father's informal political advisor, as in this conversation, also recorded in late 2014, where the two discuss the continued alliance between the Republicans, who had just won a slim majority of the seats in the Senate, and a small group of independent Democrats led by Senator Jeff Klein.
Why would you do that?
Adam, because I have to think about the next election. That's why.
Yeah, okay. And the next election, he's going to say, go F yourself.
Adam goes on to chide his father for giving the independent Democrats a title in the ruling coalition. His father answers that he will be controlling everything and that elevating Senator Klein over the rest of the Senate Democrats, who form their own faction, furthers the GOP goals to keep in power.
You got to keep them separated. And that's what this is going to do. Keep them separated and fighting and hating each other. And that's what's worked for us for the last 6 years, is keeping them at each other's throats. And that's what this will do.
The defense has not yet presented its case, and Skelos' lawyers say they will show that the senator did nothing illegal. Skelos himself, one day after he was indicted last spring, said at the Capitol that he hasn't done anything wrong.
And if you're innocent, there's nothing that you have to run away from or hide from. Our conference believes that I'm innocent. I know that I'm innocent.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
And the federal trial of Dean and Adam Skelos is scheduled to resume today in Manhattan.